Good Shabbos to Sam.
Shabbos, Sam.
Okay, we're in the Tanya's work, Shar HaYichud V'Emuna. We're in the seventh chapter in Rabbi Kahan's edition on page 271. And we're picking up on the words of the Tanya. Basically, Tanya has refuted those who hold of the literal understanding of Tzimtzum, that Hashem just isn't in our world, although He supervises it. The final knockout punch, as it were, was by bringing the Rambam and the whole idea of that the knower, the knowledge and the ability to know is all one, and therefore not to misinterpret the words of the Arizal's words about Tzimtzum, that all it means is that we're not aware of Hashem's presence, but not that Hashem is not present here at all. And he continues now by saying, and that's the understanding of different words of the Zohar. And we're on the bold words now on the right-hand side of 271. V'zeh shekasov b'tikunim tikunun zayin. And that's what it says in the Tikune Zohar. Quote, Deleis asar ponu mine. There's no place, panui, devoid of him, lo bi'iloin, not in the higher worlds, velo bitatoin, and not in the lower worlds. Okay? And that's what the commentary says. V'tikunei zohar kosev she'emokom panui memena lo bi'iloin velo tachtonim. V'hainu, that means to say, shu yisbarach nimso b'chol mokom, Hashem is found in all places. U'milashen ha'tikunei zohar, from the words of the Zohar, quote, that says, Leis asar ponui minei, there is no place that is empty or emptied out from minei, from him. What does that appear to mean? Mash it appears, shakavona. It means, ain't a rak lebechinas alokos hamutsum tzemesugbolos. It's not referring only to the aspect of the constrained divinity that's limited. It's referring even to the essence of Hashem. There's no place devoid of Him completely. Every part of Hashem, it's not devoid. So it's not just the Tzimtzum, meaning Hashem Himself. So that's, again, another proof to what He is saying. Now, we got a bit of a footnote at the bottom, 139. Vinir Loma, it appears to say, how would the people who incorrectly say that Simpson was the answer literally, how do you understand the pasuk that says, quote, Es ha-shamayim ves-ha-aretz ani moleh, the heavens and the earth I fill, says Hashem. So how would the literalists say that if Hashem is not there, how can you say Hashem says I fill it? Or the words, Ves-la-shona tikunasar, or the words of the Zohar that we just quoted, Leis asar panui minei. There's no place devoid of him. How would the literalists have understood the Torah's, the Navi's pasuk, and the Zohar's pasuk? Well, I guess they'd have to say it's not devoid b'nogei l'hashkach asor shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Hashem's supervision of the world. The world is not devoid of Him, of what, of His supervision. Or when the pasuk says, "And the heavens and the earth I fill with supervision." That's how the literalists would understand they are based on the Arizal. That's incorrect. But anyway, Kloimer in to say, Kivan Hashkocha eina rak yediyas stami, since Hashkocha, supervision, is not just general knowledge, Ela yediyas shetochna nogea liyodeo mashkiach, but it's a knowledge that pertains to the one who's supervising. That means whatever's going on with the creatures, it really pertains to God. V'nimtza comes out, even according to them, there's a connection between Hashem Himself and the worlds He created. Or as the words of the commentary, the Yoshev Levav says, His supervision fills the constrainment with an awesome precision. And that's what the Zohar means. There's no place devoid of him above and below. Fine. But that's how they would learn it. But that's not the way of Tanya would say the way to learn it. V'lamrosos, in spite of that, cholek admar hazogim for him. The Rebbe would argue on them and to say, no, don't say it means the world is not devoid of him, of devoid of his hashkacha, and that's all it's devoid of, not devoid of. And because of the two reasons that we already explained. Aleph, the first reason. Lefi perushim, according to them, yeshem chaluka, there's a difference between hashkacha so, v'yedia so, lebein atzmus so chasom. There'd be a difference, according to them, a difference between his supervision, his knowledge, and his essence. God forbid. Atzmus so, his essence, hainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'vishu mitzad atzmo, move them in front. His essence is, Hashem, how he is, separated from the creatures. Mashi English is not the case. Hashkacha so, his supervision, v'yedia so, and his knowledge, mitarmes HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'vishu matzah shel yerida. It describes Hashem as he goes down. And like he goes down to, as it were, to, oh, let me find out what's going on. He says, that can't be.
But the Arab psukim that sound like that, right?
But that's not what it means. V'hare, that's what Tanya says, lo bedasim, they didn't speak smartly. Him, his knowledge, it's all one. It's not like Hashem finds out things. That's not what it is. So Rebbe's not saying, well, he's supervising, he's keeping an eye on it. He's just checking it out. He's monitoring it. But monitoring it means, and I'll see what they do, and then I'll respond to it. Yeah. That's not it. Hashem's got to be it. It's got to be part of it. So that's the one reason it's not good. Base, the second reason, according to them, that Hashem's essence is not found in the world, just his supervision. If you're saying to him more than that, and also you're saying his supervision only from above, and it doesn't fill mamish, the inner essence of what's going on in the world. That's like things that happen to the body. That can't happen with a true infinite being, as we already discussed in great length. So therefore, what the commentary science says, at least how would the incorrect opinions learn these psukim? Of that Hashem fills the world. Or as the Zohar says, there's no place for him. So they say, well, he fills it with a shkacha. But the Tanya says, that's not good enough. That's not good. It doesn't make sense. Now we go back to the main content of the Tanya. So that was now, that he took care of the Tikkunei Zohar. Now he goes to another part of Zohar. Ubarayim emnina parshas Pinchas. It's another part of the Zohar. It says, quote, Ihu tafis bakula. Hashem, as it were, grasps everything, or can grasp everything. Hashem understands everything. V'leis man de tafis pei, but nobody can grasp and understand him, etc. Ihu sovev kalamam, he, we'll have to explain this in detail, surrounds all the worlds. V'leis man de nafik mershu silabar, and there's nobody who goes out of his dominion. As it were, he surrounds it all, and nobody's outside of that. Ihu mamalas ami, Hashem, he fills the worlds. Ihu mekasher miyached zena lezena, he connects everything, unifies everything. Ilav etata, every corner and above and below. Leis kurva bedal yesodim, ela hakadosh baruch hu kadi yubena. And there's nothing else in these four fundamental elements but Hashem. That's the words of the Zohar. So what is, how does he explain this? Page 272. The Zohar is saying, Shu Yisparach Hashem is tofes b'chol. He grasps everything. He understands it. V'emishi tofes b'chol. No one grasps him. Hu sovev kalal, he surrounds all the worlds. V'emishi yotzim reshusulchos, and nobody goes out of it. Hu malikolam, he fills all the worlds. Hu mekasher miyachad min lamino, he ties every species, everything with its with another one. Elyon v'tachton, higher and lower, that's referring to the spheros. He connects them all. V'ni skarvus v'narbi yisodas, there's no connection between the four fundamental elements. El kasher kodesh baruch hu, only if Hashem is in between. Meaning to say that Hashem connects all creatures with their amount of the four elements of earth, wind, fire, and water. They all have a little bit of different mixture of that. Even if they contradict each other, Hashem makes them all work together, etc., etc. Okay. So now he's going to explain, this was the words of the Zohar. Now he's going to go through every clause and explain it, how it fits according to his opinion, that we don't learn Tzimtzum literally, and we learn Hashem is Mamash everywhere. So now he's going to explain every one of the idea, how you see from every clause that we have to understand it as tzimtzum eino kipshuto, not literal tzimtzum. So now the Tanya continues. So let's begin when he means to say, leis man de tovis bay. Nobody can grasp him. No one can understand it. What does that mean? She'ein mi she'yitpos behasogas sichlo mikol schelim halyonim v'mahuso v'atzmu shekodesh baruch hu. There's nobody, nothing, that can grasp with their comprehension of their intellect, from all the intellects that exist, even the highest intellects in the world, of beyond the world, can understand the essence of Hashem. As it says in the Tikkunim, as it says somewhere else in the Zohar, stima de kol stiman, closed of all closed. V'leis machshava tfisa b'chlal. Nobody can understand Hashem at all. That's what the Tanya says. Commentary. Hakavana, what did the Zohar mean when he said, leis man de tovis bay, nobody can grasp him. He shakadosh baruch hu einen nitfas b'shum ofen. Hashem cannot be grasped in any way. Cannot be comprehended in any way. Lo b'elyon v'tachlorin latin, the higher and lower worlds. U'betchila, in the beginning, mevar es hachidosh shekach b'yafzon. First he says the insight, we're talking about the higher realms. Meaning, quote, she'mi shi'atvis b'ashkocha sichlo mikol sichlo m'elyon b'mahus v'asur shal kadosh baruch hu. So what does he mean? He says, afilu hasichlim hanalim b'yoser, even the highest intellects, and yekolim hasik eskadluso habiltim b'yoser kodesh baruch hu, they cannot comprehend the greatness, the infinite, never-ending greatness of Hashem. As the Tikkunim says, leis machshava tfisa beklal, no mind thinking can grasp it at all. Shum machshava, any thought, afilu machshava hanalim, in the highest ability of thinking, cannot grasp Hashem. Next column. Machshava hakaduma, de'orim kadmo. Nobody can figure the highest thoughts of the primordial man, as it were, the first ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ad darga analis b'yosef b'shem shalshalus. Okay? Even the highest level of what evolves in the world, the highest point, the closest point to Hashem, even that highest point, any cholit fosel hasik as hablik vosel, no one can comprehend the infinite realm of Hashem. Zet perish, that's what it means in the Zohar. Stima to call steaman, closed from all closing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is closed. Vinalam and hidden, me call alamas everam from all the worlds that were created. Larak me alamas hagluim and amukim, not just revealed in the lower worlds. Alman these kind of revealed worlds like here on planet Earth. Even in the hidden worlds, even though they're so great, they can't be revealed because they are so great. They're a different realm of existence. Even from those higher worlds, that Hashem is hidden from them too. Tamir v'nalam, hidden totally. They can't understand at all this infinite reality of Hashem. Fine. Now, commentary continues. So first he now explained the whole idea of that no one can grasp Hashem with their intellect. And that really is referring to even the higher worlds, that even the higher worlds can't grasp him. Now he's going to explain in another way where it refers to the lower realms, that the lower realms aren't understanding things. So we continue with the Tanya. V'gam betachtonim, and even in the lower realms, like on planet Earth, even though Hashem fills every spot in this world right here, still, we should not compare it to the soul of a man inside of a body. Even though we're going to see him shortly, there's a Gemara in Brachos that says that. That the Gemara gives that says that the soul in man is analogous to God in the world. So the Tanya is telling you, right, don't make a mistake and interpret that literally. That's what he's saying. Don't understand literally. So even though Hashem fills the entire world down here, but it's not the same way to be understood as how a soul fills a body. Don't make that mistake. Which will explain why. She nitveses toch haguf, that the soul, so to speak, is grasped inside the body. Because, you know what happens? Because the soul, atshim mispa'ela sumakabela shinuyim mishinuni haguf, because it becomes influenced and receives certain changes because changes of the body. v'tzara mahakos, and it gets pain, so to speak, from its being from its being beaten, o kriris, or coldness, or chamimus, or heat, ha'esh of the fire kiyotze. In other words, he's going to explain it. The soul is affected by the body. Ma she'ein ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ein ha'bekabel shum shinu mishinu elam hazeh mikayitz l'charef miyom l'laya, but Hashem doesn't receive any changes from the changes in this world from winter to summer, day to night. As the Pasuk says, gam choshech lo yachshich mimcha v'laylub kiyom yair, even the darkness can't conceal things from you, because as far as you're concerned, night is like day. V'she'ein nitfas klal tochum, as Hashem is not grasped in the worlds. What he's saying is, when he's saying that Hashem is not grasped, there's two different ways of understanding it. In the higher worlds, grasped means the highest intellects that could ever possibly exist cannot intellectually grasp Hashem at all. Okay, once you're saying that, then why do you have to add, and even in the lower worlds? Well, if it's not in the higher world, what about, nothing's all about the lower worlds. What he means to say is that, well, the lower worlds go through much change. So maybe it will be just like a soul that's influenced by the changes of a body. When you do averos, you affect your soul. You do mitzvahs, you affect your soul. Your soul is very affectable. So maybe when Hashem's down here, he gets affected too, you might think. To which you're saying that's not so. And this is what the commentary now, lots. Look. Shoot, so you get one line of the Tanya. Okay. Anyway, now he's going to explain it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamalei kol almin, kama she'Hashem mamalei es haguf. Hashem fills all the worlds like a soul fills the body. U'belashon chazal, and that's what the Gemara in Brachos tells us. Quote, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamalei kol almin, just like Hashem fills all the world, after Hashem mamalei es kol haguf, so the soul fills all body. But don't make a mistake and think that's a literal translation. Tanya's not the only one who says this. Reb Chaim Voloshin says the same thing. Avol Yesh have the goal, and there's a big difference between the analogy and the reality. Why? Haneshama nitfes, because the soul is grabbed, it's grasped by the body. Hahislapshus beguf, when the soul is enclosed in the body, makbilas haneshama, it limits aspects of the soul, upos b'shama, and can create changes. Because it expresses itself, because the soul is affected. Milashem pu'ula, from the word pu'ula, to activate. Umushpas marasaguf, it's influenced by the happenings of the body. Shini beguf, a change in the body. Paul shina ben neshama, cause a change in the soul. Ukemurgash bemucha shetzar haguf garim tzar l'shama. As we know, pains of the body cause pains to the soul. Says, now remember, there's five levels of soul here. Remember how we've discussed that we have the lowest level of the nefesh, and that is the part of the soul that makes your actions infinite, so that really it interacts totally with the bloodstream and everything. So it's totally in the thick of it. But then we got the next level of ruach, which is the part of the soul that enables the person to have emotion and to express himself and speak. And that's also considered within the body, so to speak. Okay, and then we've got the neshama, where, and then beyond, it's not really in the body. It's not in the body. It's outside the body, it's beyond the body. It's able to affect the way we think, to understand Torah, and to connect Hashem, and things like that. So what he's saying is, so what does it mean that if the body's in pain, the soul's in pain? So footnote 150 says, it's not just the animalistic soul that's affected. Even the divine soul. Because it's enclosed in the body. Now, you have to understand, it's not referring to all five levels of the soul. Because some levels are not affected at all. And that's the only way we're able to do tshuva. So there are lower levels of the soul, the parts of the soul that are connected very much to the body. They are very much affected by the body. Now, they don't get destroyed. You can't destroy your soul. But you can, you know, let's say like this. Let's say you're trying to walk to shul, and now I start putting weights on you. So I put a 5-pound weight on your shoulders. All right, you could walk, if it affects you, you're feeling it. I put a 10-pound weight. Affects you more, you're walking a little slower. 20, 30, 40 pounds. Okay, now you're crawling to shul. 100 pounds, you're not going to shul. Okay, but you have to realize, I've affected you. Have I not affected you?
Yeah.
Yes, I've affected you. You can't go to shul. But have I destroyed you?
No.
No, because if I get rid of the 100 pounds, you can go back and walk into shul. So that's the same thing with the neshama. We cannot destroy the neshama. We cannot damage the neshama. But we can affect the neshama. So that neshama that came down from heaven, that's raring to go. Raring to do avodas Hashem. And all of a sudden you get involved in all kinds of mishigasim. So lower levels of the soul say, I'm not interested. They get affected by the body. That's what he's saying. Gets affected by the body. If that's the case, how can you ever do tshuva? The answer is there are higher levels of soul that are not affected. And that's what you have to reconnect with. You have to reconnect from the levels of neshama and ba'ad. And even that's tricky. You have to get to the yechida, the chaya, which is much, much higher. But that you have to hit those levels, and then it's able to replenish, so to speak, and reinvigorate the rest of the neshama. But that's what he's saying. So therefore, even though that's the point he's saying. So yes, if you're in physical pain, the neshama feels it to a certain degree. And it affects the lower levels of neshama. But let's not take that analogy and apply that to Hashem, please. But on the other hand, Hashem's not like that. He's not affected at all by whatever changes happen. As the Pasuk said, even when it's dark, it won't be dark from you, and night is like day for you. Different things, summer and winter. Whatever changes. That doesn't make any difference to Hashem. Why? Because the lace man de Thomas say nobody grasps him. Now it's a different understanding of grasping. The soul could be grasped, meaning affected. Like when I grab onto you. Right, you can grasp something with the mind, and I can grasp something with my hand. So you can beat up on the soul, but you can't beat up on Hashem. Won't affect it, because that's the whole thing. Shum dover ain't a toe faces off. Nobody can grasp him. Nobody can change Hashem. Now we can create that Hashem will react to us differently, but that's not changing Hashem. We do averos, stops raining. We do mitzvahs, it rains again. That's not a change in Hashem. That's Hashem's supervision kicking in based on what you do.
The consequence of our actions.
That's right, but it's not that Hashem has changed. And this idea is more appropriate to understand in terms of the lower worlds, this concept. For something to be found and to be acted upon in the lower world, it has to be constricted. The lower the thing is, therefore the constriction and the changes that are required for things in this world are greater. In spite of that, says the Tzar, no, nothing can grasp Hashem, and nothing can change Hashem at all. So that, again, is his explanation of the Zohar, fitting into his explanation that Hashem is not a literal tzimtzum. Now, there's a little star in the footnote, and now the footnote continues. V'hine, ha-chidush b'divri ha-tikun ezor, the leis man de tofes be, this insight that no one is able to grasp him, okay, that even the highest can't understand Hashem, or the lowest isn't able to affect Hashem, you know why that's so? Even though he grasps everything, but there's nobody who can grasp him. On both levels. Klomer, what does he mean to say? The reason why no creatures can grasp Hashem It's not because he's not found. You could say, well, you know, I have no idea what he is because he's not around. Now, if I ask you something that you just don't see and hear and know, then I say, do you understand it? I said, I don't understand it. If I could see it, I could. If it's here, I could understand it. If it's not here, how can I understand it? So I'm saying it's not that we can't understand Hashem because he's not here. Because if that was the reality, let's say like the literalists, Hashem is not here. So why would the Zohar have to say that nobody can grasp Hashem? Of course nobody can grasp Hashem because he's not here. And Chiddush B'chad, that's not an insight. Sha'af nivra any yochel la'asigo, that no one can understand him. Sha'af ben l'chachil hu ena matzah ben Ephraim. El mevel, he ain't around. Valter chasep, exceshani. But on the other hand, so therefore the insight is, no, he is around, he's here, and they still can't understand him. That's the Chiddush. He's mamish in the higher worlds, and they still can't figure him out. And what about the second ras regarding the lower levels? Now that we say that nothing down here can affect Hashem, right? You can go curse out Hashem and take the whole world against Hashem. It ain't going to change. Shoot, figure. Nothing affects him. You might think, you know why? Because he ain't here. He ain't here. No, I'll give you a marshal. You know, with Trump, he is very much affected by what people say and do. Okay? When the news media speaks bad about him, he hits back. Yeah. He is affected. Doesn't mean to say he's not effective. He could still be effective, but he is affected. And he will respond because of that. And he, you know, whatever. Because he's here. He's in the White House, and he watches television. He hears what people say. Now, let's say Donald Trump decided to take a trip to Mars, and there was no communication between Earth and Mars. Right? And while he's away for 6 months, he decided to be the first president to go to Mars. The Democrats sponsored that. So he goes there, and there's no communication. And they're mamish, there's riots against him. They're speaking terrible things. They're indicting him. You know, it ain't going to affect him. You know why? Because he's not here. He doesn't know what's going on. Right? So say, oh, now I know Hashem's not affected by the lower worlds. Because he ain't here. You might think.
That's what the Greeks say.
Mm-hmm. You might think. So no, again, ain't chiddush. That wouldn't be an insight. Shum dar ainopal, then no one can affect him. Share ain't much because they're not there. Oh, they're not there. You're not going to affect him. That's so important about lashon hara. Yeah. When you hear somebody say something bad about someone else, don't tell that another person. Yeah. As long as you don't tell the third party, the rachilis, he won't be affected by it. But when you tell them, let's say somebody A said something bad about C, and A told B about it. Now, the inclination of B should go over to C. C, do you know what A said about you? Not a good idea. Because as long as C doesn't know, he ain't affected. But once C knows, he's going to be affected. Even if he's not going to believe it, he's still affected.
Yeah.
He's going to say, well, you know. So to say Hashem is not affected by what happens on, you know why he's not affected? Because he's not here. Well, there's no reason to say that. There's no insight. What's the Zohar really saying? Hachidush for the Raya Memnonu. What's the Chidush of the Zohar? Kavisha Madrash Rans, as the Rebbe emphasizes, Ritzona Lomar. The Rebbe is saying Ritzona Lomar. What he means to say is, what the Rebbe is trying to explain to Zohar based on the fact that Tzimtzum is not literal, is the lace from the Tavisvei. No man can grasp him, meaning, even though he fills the entire universe, he fills this entire room, still, Lamros, Shumitsuda Nimsobeb, even though, in spite of the fact he's mamish here, next page, Vumamale, Esmasum, he fills their reality, still in all, lace man the Tavisvei. Nobody can affect him. And also the higher being can't comprehend him. And the lower things can't make a difference to him as well. So that's the point. And now, you know, just as an aside, we'll end with this, is that, you know, we are required to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We don't understand, so.
Wait a minute. So how can you emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We can emulate Hashem in both ways. As a parent to a child, as an intelligent person having relation with a less intelligent person. Sometimes we do a lot of things for our children and they have no idea why we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
But what we do is for their good anyway, and they can't understand it at all. Right? You have to make decisions for your children or for people, and they have no idea why you're doing this. And that's okay. They don't have to know. And then when they respond negatively to what you do, you can't let it affect you. When you're a parent and you have to make an important decision about a child, and you're the parent, and hopefully you're smart, and you're not foolish, and you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. So when you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem's Ratzon is my child should whatever, has to do this or shouldn't do this, whatever it is, and the kid's yelling and screaming, "I hate you! I hate you! I hate you!" They're foolish parents who take that seriously and they let it affect them. Yeah, when you're doing the will of Hashem and you know you're be'emes doing the will of Hashem, no action should affect you. Now, on the other hand, you know, you saw a human being, you have to feel compassion and things like that, but it shouldn't affect you to change the Ratzon Hashem that you should be doing. And in that way, we have to emulate Hashem. Okay, we'll stop it over there.